Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a Trump administration rule requiring those obtaining an abortion pill to do so in person. Bob Agnew reports.
The court has ruled the administration can enforce a rule that requires abortion pills be obtained in person at approved health care facilities and not via mail or delivery services, even during a pandemic. Lower courts had previously sided with the ACLU, meaning at least for a few months, people were able to obtain the pills by mail. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice John Roberts noted the issue at hand was whether the lower court properly ordered changes to the FDA policy based upon the court's own assessment of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Bob Agner reporting.
Vice President Mike Pence has told governors that the Trump administration is coming to an end. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a teleconference on COVID-19, the vice president acknowledged that a new administration is taking over. He told governors that our time is coming to an end and that the Trump administration is working diligently with the incoming Biden team. Mr. Pence promised a seamless transition and said the objective is that there is no interruption in our continuous efforts to put the health of the American people first. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the demonstrators who stormed the U.S. Capitol last week. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. On Wall Street, the Dow by 60 points, the NASDAQ rose 36, the S&P advanced 1. Crude oil still up today, 96 cents to $53.21 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I think we can all agree that a lot went wrong in 2020. But you can start 2021 off right with a resolution to help protect your identity using LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats. And if there's a problem, U.S.-based specialists will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps keep what's yours, yours. Get 25% off your first year with promo code SMART at LifeLock.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Sheldon Adelson, the founder, chairman, and CEO of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, has passed away. His family says the 87-year-old died at his Malibu home last night. He had been on medical leave since last week to resume his fight against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which he's battled since 2019. Forbes recently ranked Adelson as the 38th richest American, estimating his worth to be some $35 billion. Nevada is revising its COVID-19 vaccination plan. Version number 3 will place frontline and essential workers and the general public on parallel tracks. In making the announcement, Governor Sisolak said the new approach will start after the initial vaccinations of healthcare workers has been completed, maybe by the end of the month. Sisolak also extended the statewide pause, which was scheduled to end on Friday, saying infection levels are likely to increase over the next couple of weeks due to Christmas and New Year's celebrations. Capacities of businesses will remain at 25%, at least for another 30 days. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide, 250,249, 191,163 of those in Clark County.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Bumper to bumper right now in a couple of areas. The 215 at Tenaya, also US 95 northbound at Ann Road, very slow through that corridor. Heavy volumes too on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Eastern, and look for reduced speeds on the 15 north of Tropicana and south at Owens.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. All of us are saddened today, learning of the death of Sheldon Adelson. And let me bring in Jared Fisher, our good friend and the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And Jared, I know you ran for governor a couple of years ago. You traveled to all 17 counties, but I know you spent a lot of time here running for governor. Did your paths cross, so you and Sheldon Adelson?
Actually, no. I never crossed paths with Sheldon Adelson. Not during my campaign.
Obviously, he's a guy that was a visionary, was very much a part of gaming, but was a very generous man. And in fact, during the pandemic, he kept his people on the payroll and with insurance. Pretty good guy.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. You know, he did some. I mean, you'll have people on both sides of the issue with Sheldon, but overall, I think that Sheldon was an absolute benefit to our state. And, you know, I mean, he was clearly one of the big players in the Republican Party. So we lost a good ally as far as that goes. But he's done real well with his employees, and I commend him and his organization on how they have acted during this COVID situation that we're in by keeping people employed, by keeping them with insurance. We've had to do, we've had to face similar problems with our business, as many business owners have. And it is a challenging thing to do, but I mean, it's, you know, it hits straight at the bottom line when you don't have that income coming in, yet you're paying out your payroll costs, which for most organizations is going to be well above 30%. So that's a big that's a big thing to do for any business owners, to keep your people working during this.
By the way, this just in, Mike Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment. He just informed the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. We'll have more on that coming up at the top of the hour. Again, Jared Fisher joining us, and you know, we were talking about COVID-19. The distribution underway, but it turns out that Nevada is one of the least vaccinated states in the union, and to me, it's just another example of the incompetence of this governor and his administration. They just can't get it right. I'm curious what you think of the distribution so far.
Well, first off, I will say this. This isn't just a problem for our state. This is a problem for other states and leadership within other states. I just got off the phone yesterday with my father, who's 75 years old in Washington, and they're having the same problem up there. They've got plenty of vaccines sitting in freezers. And my father, he's very depressed right now because he generally will work out three times a week because he has health issues. Well, he's not able to get to the gym. And he said, if I could just get my hands on a vaccine, I could get back to being healthy again. And so, I mean, I think we're going to have other issues. We're going to have mental health issues after this is all over. But this comes down to the leadership. I don't understand why we already have a third plan for the distribution of the vaccine. This should have been done plan one. And I've said this before, but we should have these vaccines already in semi-trucks with the proper temperatures. If they need to be kept at a certain temperature, they should be sitting outside of every facility that has anybody within it who has poor health at this time, to be taking care of those people immediately. And then anyone over 65 years old should be vaccinated immediately. We should also make sure that our frontline healthcare workers who are going to get COVID because they're administering procedures on these people with testing, they need to make sure that they're vaccinated too, because they can't be out there spreading a disease. It becomes counterproductive at that point. These things should have been done, should have been planned out, and why they weren't properly, it blows my mind, Kevin, just like yours. It's just poor planning.
Well, and here's the deal, that even last night, as the governor said, well, we're going to lower the thing to 70, okay? This morning, Alex Azar said Department of Health and Human Services is lowering it to 65. So we're still, even at 70, we're still behind the curve, and there are people 65 to 70 that aren't going to be able to get the vaccine.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, we also need to address the issue of not, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are in a health situation which is serious at this point, who are under 65. We need to make sure those people get vaccinated right away as well. And I don't think anyone has addressed that. We've been approaching this only from an age point of view, but a lot of things change with that. I mean, I know it's a general way of looking at the whole situation, but we really need to be out there being proactive prior to this. We had months to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Kevin, months. And I don't know what we were doing in Carson City, but if this is how we're going to do it, I think we've got a lot more problems coming down the pipeline. And I've been very optimistic about making sure that once this vaccine is in people's arms, we are going to get the state back in order. But it blows my mind that these vaccines are not in people's arms. They should have all been in people's arms by now. We should be taking the second shipment already and putting those in people's arms right now. We're not even close to that.
By the way, Alex Azar said today that they are going to release all of the vaccine, and we're going to get the second doses into states where they can give up the second dose. I'm just flabbergasted that this has happened, and it brings up the question. I know a lot of us are into states' rights, and we believe that states are the incubator of some of the best ideas. I get that. Is this an issue that the Trump administration should have said, hey, we'll handle it? Andrew Cuomo, Steve Sisolak, you guys just take orders, and we're going to run this thing. The military will run this thing. Should we have done it that way? Did we do it wrong?
Well, Kevin, I mean, there's some things we do better together when the states get together and we have issues to deal with. But then there's other things that are done better on an individual state-by-state basis. I mean, you look at states that have older populations. Well, they need to react differently to this COVID situation than, say, a state that has a lot more young citizens in it. So I think taking it state by state is very important, but it does need directive from up from the top. At least we need to make sure that we have those vaccines when we're getting them, and making sure that when we distribute them, that the states have a plan in place rather than just accepting vaccines with a half-drawn up plan. And I don't like any leader or leadership that has excuses. There should be no excuse for this period. We have advisors within these administrations on state levels that are clearly there to help advise governors. And when I hear that states are behind the eight ball on this, just not getting their stuff together for this, I often wonder what they're actually doing in their offices. Like, this should be the number one thing on the tip of their tongue right now, because until we get this this virus under control, we are going to have to keep looking at additional stimulus bills. We're going to have to look at ways to bury our dead. I mean, this is a situation that, I mean, again, I've mentioned this before, but this entire COVID, we know that it doesn't kill everybody. We know that there's other serious viruses out there, diseases that have come and gone through the history of our country throughout the world. This is not the most serious one. If we think it is, well, we should get prepared, because there'll be much, much more serious ones coming down the pipeline in our future. But right now, this is not the most serious one. But we need to make sure that we are prepared for what is coming down the pipeline. And this is not a complicated thing to conquer right now. We've got vaccines. They should be in people's arms.
More coming up with Jared Fisher. We're talking about what should be job one, and that is getting vaccines into the arms of Southern Nevadans. It's not happening at a rate that it should be, and the governor is still like two steps behind the Department of Health and Human Services. He had a news conference last night, and it was essentially countermanded and criticized by Alex Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, at least for the next week. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long would that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and against a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. Hey, if you'd like to get yours, be one of the next 10 callers. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can simply text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition. Joining us, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, a former candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for governor. We don't know. Congress screwed around with a stimulus package. We ended up getting a $600 check. Mine has not arrived yet. And a lot of people are saying that the Biden administration, one of their first priorities will be a $2,000 stimulus check. We don't know if that'll happen or not, but what do you think about stimulus? Is it good for our state? Is it good for our nation?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. The money that is basically just being printed, so it's not being necessarily backed by any asset, so to speak. So we need to make sure, and this happened during the Bush administration, the second stimulus bill that was pushed through, that was nothing more than a slush fund. And we saw money that was spent just in ways that did not do what we needed it to do, which was to create jobs A lot of people do forget that the businesses within our society are the ones that employ people. And when people are employed, they are there, they are paying taxes, they are contributing to the economy. Any stimulus package should, the primary focus of that stimulus package, in my opinion, should be to focus on businesses that are employing people and creating jobs that will contribute to the base of our country, not frivolous spending on, you know, fly-by-night projects that aren't going to do any good for our communities, except, you know, maybe a small little area somewhere in, who knows where, a small little town in the middle of South Dakota. We need to make sure that we are creating jobs out of these stimulus bills. And it's the businesses, I think, that should be a priority. And, of course, we need to make sure that people are able to have money to spend and keep the economy rolling. And we need to be careful about who we're giving money to, too, Kevin. We need to make sure we're not giving money to people who don't need it. You know, people who have a high enough income, so to speak, you know, I don't need a stimulus check. I have a business. I'm able to make my ends meet. What I need is a stimulus for my business to keep my people employed and make sure they have income. That's what we need to be addressing. That should be what should be part of any stimulus bill.
Were you able to use PPP in the early going?
Yeah, I was able to use PPP on our bike touring company in southern Nevada here. When we saw the conventions, basically, we haven't had a convention in, I think it's been 8 months now.
Wow.
In Las Vegas. It's we've never seen this before, and this is horrible. All those people who were employed in the convention business haven't been doing anything. So, yeah, we took advantage of the PPP because, you know, our revenues cut back 75%. And, I mean, there's no way we could sustain our bike touring company, you know, based on not having any revenues like we are normally accustomed to. But, however, we were able to keep our people working, which was exactly what the PPP was supposed to do. But you do have bad actors in there as well. So you've got to keep your eyes peeled for that. But the most important thing is to make sure, again, like I just mentioned, we've got to keep these businesses in business. We've got to help them out. We can't have them shutting down, because once a business shuts down, Kevin, it's really hard to motivate the owners, the entrepreneurs, to start back up.
I want to take you into an area all of us are concerned about: big tech and how they are denying conservatives the opportunity to express their free speech. There is always that desire to have government intercede, but a lot of us don't want government getting anywhere near our businesses. In this case, should the government get involved? Should they start regulating big tech?
I think we have a very good sized problem right now. I mean, I can tell you from being a business owner that if I don't advertise and spend my marketing dollars with Facebook or Google, I will lose a very large chunk of my business. And almost any business that has an advertising or marketing budget will tell you the exact same thing. Our money has to go to Google, and it has to go to Facebook. Now, there are other outlets that we do spend our money at, but the majority of people, let's face it, you've got the catchword, I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google this. I'm going to Google that. We have the Sherman Antitrust Act. I think I said that right. I mean, that was put in place to help regulate monopolies. And I think in the situation, like it or not, in the 21st century, we have a big problem on our hands. We have a new monster out there, and I'm all for companies growing, getting big, and doing their own thing and watching that entrepreneurial spirit grow. But in the case of Facebook and Google, I think that we seriously need to look at what these companies are doing and how they have cornered the market in the way they